Let us pray. I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. This past week, we have been reminded of what took place in Dunkirk at the near the beginning of the awful struggle with Nazi Germany. And my mind was directed to verse 13 of Exodus chapter 14. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the omnipotence of God came to help Israel in their darkest of hours. And so we need to remember that the greatness of God helped our nation in Britain's fiercest hour and made it Britain's finest hour. The Lord will protect those and honor those that honor him. These last few days, our memories have been stirred up. And this awful, fierce hour that seemed to register the end of our nation for many years to come was thwarted by the providence of God Almighty. And we should never forget that our country at that time, with their backs towards the sea and their faces on the sands toward their enemies, and watching the rivers of blood flow down the banks that reach down to the sea. We never need to forget that it wasn't the cleverness of man or the bravery of man, and they were clever and they were brave, but it was the answer to the prayers of a praying people. I remember, and I wasn't very old at the time, going to school. And I remember the people talking on the roadway and saying, it's only God can deliver us now. What's going to happen to us all? The pen men have lifted up their pens this verse, this past week, and they've put them into the ink of remembrance, and many recollections have been written and broadcast. The Nazi command was sure and confident that they would destroy every man in British uniform and in the uniform of our allies who were caught out with their backs towards the sea. But there is a God who answers prayer. And that Almighty God of Israel and the Almighty God of God's people heard the cry. He saw the predicament that our nation was in. It seemed that the end of British rule in the world was going to finish forever. But Germany arranged it in an evil way. But God changed the evil into good. It's amazing to think of what happened. God sent us a champion leader in Winston Churchill. I believe that he was a man who had confidence in God. In fact, he was a man who said in one of his books, "I hear these fools criticize Moses." But he says, "Moses is the wise man, and they are the fools." He was a believer in God and in God's word. Our king at that time set a great example, refusing to leave the palace and practiced his guns in the lawns of the abbey. And he said, "If I can't live for my crown, I will die for my crown and my people." And of course, there were many great decisions that had to be taken, and had to be taken speedily. On the 23rd of May, the German army in the south that were attacking the British suddenly halted. No one knows exactly why it was halted. The historians say that it was halted because of an argument between Hitler and between one of his officers, old Goering. And they had such a row that the army stopped their fighting and the aircraft ceased to fly. That vital stop saved thousands and thousands of people. God can stop the enemy, and he can use the enemy to stop himself. "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh." The Lord shall have them in derision. I was reading this week one of the great histories written on this matter. And it was just recording the simple happening of what took place. The total casualties of the British Army during this terrible campaign from June of 1940 were 68,111. 191,800 men were brought from the area between the Somme and Bordeaux. Rescued the little ships that came to rescue our men. What a crowd. Think of it. 144,000 of these were British. Some came from the force under Lord Brooke, who was an Ulster man. More of them, their men, were serving in the rear of the British Expeditionary Force. There were their transport leaders, administration leaders, communication leaders, and medical leaders. The total of men brought back to Great Britain during the battle was 558,032. Think of that. All delivered. And of those delivered in that 558,368 of them, 491 were British. God reached down and confounded Nazism and fascism, heard the cries of a praying people, and did a miracle that has never been seen before in this world, and a miracle that will last as long as history is ordained to be the penman to carry that news forward. But of course, Germany was not finished. And after Dunkirk, there was a battle for Britain itself with the Air Force of Hitler and of Goring. And in that battle, 915 airplanes, British airplanes, were shot down. In 1942, the Home Forces had 850,000 men. The Home Guard numbered 1,600,000. And the offensive that took place over France, which cost more pilots than the whole Battle of Britain together, we lost 426 pilots, merely to keep a few hundred German pilots from the Eastern Front. But it was claimed that that small number of pilots were responsible for the killing of 731 German pilots. And it appeared that the Battle of Britain was going to be surely lost by Germany. And it so happened. God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you to you today." We do well to halt. We do well to consider. We do well to stir up our memories. For where would our islands have been only for the intervention of God, a God who heard the cries of his people and answered them in a miracle way. As I sat and watched the historic pictures of that great armada of boats, small little boats, bigger little boats, larger boats, but all in the small category, it seemed to say, "Oh, there's no hope for those men on the shores." But there was hope. And those that came out went back again. And those that were driven out and rescued went back again. And they saw The very soil that they had been driven from, they saw God releasing our nation from it and the Allies and bringing about the end of the most corrupted system of government that ever cursed Europe in all its dark history. To God be the glory. Great things he had done. Just think of it. If the Germans had won the war, there'd be no church like this morning. If Germany had won the war, the end of British Protestantism would have come about. If Germany had won the war, it would have been in hours and days and years of darkness and bloodshedding and despair. But God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. God is the living God. We look today at our nation, and it has largely been an unthankful nation. We look today at our nation, and what do we see? We see a nation turning away from the old paths, turning away from the old book, turning away from the old time religion and the old time gospel. How we need to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. This country of ours that was privileged with revivals, privileged with the preaching of the old book and the precious shed blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sin, has turned far away from God. You've only to lift a newspaper and look at it. What is it? It's a record of sin, a record of filth, a record of hatred of God, and of young people of the lowest years been tied up in sins that we dare not mention. Tragedy, darkness, godlessness, and an attack upon God's old book and the gospel that it declares to man. But all, thank God, is not lost. God is still on his throne. And God still hears the humble cries of his people. My dear mother, keep in prayer. What power there is in a mother's prayer. My dear young person, develop your prayer life. For it's in prayer you will win through, and our nation will win through. Darkness besets us. Evil seems to be taking over, and filth and disgrace and blasphemy are common amongst us. But there is a remnant that hasn't bowed the knee to Baal. It wasn't a very big remnant. There was only 7,000 in the whole of Israel. But it carried the nation. And just as these men in Dunkirk came out to go back again to win back what was lost, so thank God we can be confident that we can win back what we have lost. Oh, I would call you to dedication of heart and soul and mind. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We must sound the warning note. We must summons God's people to earnest and unending prayer. We must use the sword of the Lord against the enemies of the Lord. We must declare that we are soldiers of Christ with a job to do. And no matter what the opposition may be, no matter how dark the night, or how terrible a battle, or how many will fall in this fight, we must keep on marching in the way of God. Marching, marching on, for Christ count everything but loss, but to crown him king. Toil and sink neath the banner of the cross. I call on you, dear Christian, to enlist in the army of prayer warriors. I call you to put your name down to be a recruit in the Lord's army. I call on you to leave the world with its sorrows and its sins and turn to God, who is a God of happiness, a God of joy, a God of richness, and a God of beauty. For the holiness of God is beauty incarnate. And I trust that you will have a thrill in your soul as you leave this preaching house this morning. And you can say, God lives! And because he lives, we shall live also. May it be so, for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for thy word, and we thank thee for what thou didst do in those days of which we have remembrance. But, O God, visit our land again. Turn us unto thee, and help us, O God, to go forward in the way of the Lord. May there be no holding back. May we give ourselves to thee, and thou wilt give thyself to us. We thank thee for all that is past. We trust thee for all that's to come. And the people of God said, Amen.